So we have two more talks to go. Our next speaker will be giving a presentation on seed dormancy and germination in iris.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chung-ho Go, postdoctoral researcher in Useful Plant Resources Center of Korea National Arboretum. So what I will be presenting is seed dormancy and germination of Iris rebigata. So iris is genus of the 260 species of floral plants. Floral plants with showy flower. So they are spread all over the world and popular for gardening because they have beautiful flower and various color. Curing materials is very important for industrial of useful plants. There are two methods of securing material. Securing materials are seedling and vegetative propagation. In the case of seedling propagation, a large number of plants can be obtained within short time, but it is difficult to break the seed dormancy. Many people classify the seed dormancy, the Baskin group divided the seed dormancy into the five broad categories. The physical dormancy that does not absorb moisture due to seed coat, and morphological dormancy with the immature embryo, and physiological dormancy due to the bioactive substance, and morphophysiological dormancy is a combination of morphological and physiological dormancy, and combinational dormancy is a combination of physical and physiological dormancy. Experiments were performed according to the characteristic of its dormancy. So, imbibition test for the physical dormancy and cold stratification for the physiological dormancy. To investigate of the detailed seed dormancy, to perform the worm and gibberellin treatments. This figure shows the embryo and the germination and the radical and the cotyledon come out. The first graph is the embryo length at dispersal and just before germination. It shows the embryo is grown. So I can judge the they have morphological dormancy. And second graph means absorb moisture. So, in general, increases in weight by more than 20% by compared to dry weight until the 24 hours to determine that they don't have physical dormancy. So I can judge that they don't have physical dormancy. This graph means the germination of Iris rebigata after cold stratification. Germination was not observed without cold stratification. As a result, germination rate was increased according to the cold stratification period, but it increased only about 51% even in the cold stratification of 12 weeks. These results indicate the seed had physiological dormancy because they did not germinate within 30 days. And the cold stratification affected the break of seed dormancy but did not completely eliminate the dormancy. According to the above results, Iris rebigata seeds has morpho physiological dormancy. In morpho physiological dormancy, there are thus 9 subclass according to the each characteristics. To investigate the subclass Iris rebigata seeds, warm stratification and Civerian treatments. This graph means germination rate of cold stratification after warm stratification. So she's that cold stratification after 8 weeks of warm stratification had improved germination rate. So especially the germination rate was increased more than 88% when the cold stratification was applied for 12 weeks after the warm stratification. This graph shows the germination rate of seed after Civerian treatment. So as a result of Civerian treatment, Iris rebigata seeds did not germinate at all concentration. According to the germination of warm stratification that germination and Civerian treatment, the Iris rebigata seed was judged to be deep, simple morphological dormancy, morphophysiological dormancy. The seed book from the Baskin group showed seed dormancy in various Iris plants. Seed dormancy type of various iris plants are shown as morphophysiological dormancy. On the map, it can be seen that the type of seed dormancy of the iris plants spread all over the world is similar. So, morphophysiological dormancy. In general, morphophysiological dormancy is known as the oldest seed dormancy type. It can be seen that the seed dormancy pattern of the iris plant as well preserved and do not change as much as they evolve. Thank you for your attention.